Yes.
Oh, tell me the difference. I'm so curious between an intern and a volunteer. Tell me.
Interns are are usually college students.
That's the difference?
That's one of the differences, yes.
That they've walked, they've been given a diploma?
No, and they're...
You're not paying either one.
No, and interns come in more than one day a week.
Okay, and I'm sorry.
Sometimes interns come in 5 days a week.
Okay, let's do it like this, Ken. I'm sorry to make it... This might be easier. How much do you pay volunteers?
Squat.
How much do you pay interns?
Double squat.
So the difference is the interns have to have gone to college.
They're currently going to college.
Yeah,
and
right.
They often get credit for what they do here.
You're giving them credit.
Right. They sometimes get credit from their college.
Yeah.
And we try to give them...
And do you write little reports?
Educational experience. Yes, sometimes we have to write reports. Sometimes we have
okay,
to...
Okay, so they're getting an education.
Meet with college administrators.
Oh, for the love of God. What kind of experience are interns getting that the volunteers are not getting? Aren't they also getting some sort of exposure to the stations?
No, sure, yeah, sure. Everybody who comes in gets...
So what is the difference? What the hell is the difference?
I just explained it to you.
Yeah, the interns have to have a college degree to be humiliated.
No,
don't need a college degree to be humiliated.
No, they're in college. Yeah. Remember how you dropped out?
Yeah.
So that means you went to college, but you never got a degree.
Yeah.
It's like that.
You're an equal opportunity humiliator.
Yes, Sam.
Sam, you had your hands up.
Get up on mic, Sam. We can't hear you.
Go ahead, Sam.
If you're off mic, there you go.
Is Andy an intern or a volunteer?
There's no difference.
No.
There's no difference. Okay, and then what are the DJs paid?
Andy's neither.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, here's where we are. Interns, college degree.
No college degree.
Interns at going to college.
Attending college.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because if they have a college degree, they're overqualified.
Well, no, then they're not. Then it's not part of their academic program
they
anymore.
No, then if they want to come, they have to be called volunteers. It means nothing. It's just random labels. An intern can come the next week and be called a volunteer. Am I right?
No, it's not random.
Oh, for the
labels.
Love of God.
There's a real difference.
And then you graduate to DJs. What are they paid? Nothing. What a scam you've got going. You're the Bernie Madoff of radio. What a scam. Guess who's not being paid nothing? See if you can guess. Bill, Sam, see if you can guess. Stashu. See if you can guess. Somebody in this room is making a nice, healthy salary. Go ahead. Look around. Look at all the people in the room. That's right. Ken, what are you doing differently than these people that are coming in? What is he doing? I know he's feeding
his arm.
Exactly. He's feeding his dogs.
I'm just trying to give you enough rope, my friend.
He needs money to roll in.
Yeah, he needs money to roll around on his bed on. Okay, and now what's all this about cockroaches in the kitchen? You can't spring for a professional exterminator? Why don't you have a dedicated marathon to get an exterminator in on Thursday?
No, we've been dealing with the cockroach problem.
I know you've been dealing. You've been spraying yourself, haven't you? Haven't you?
I have.
That's what you mean by we've been dealing.
That's
right?
That's always the first step. Yep.
Yeah. Tell me about your experience as an exterminator.
Oh, I've
How
got,
far back, yeah?
Oh, it goes way back.
Yeah?
Jeez.
You've been stepping on ants in your kitchen for a few years?
Not just stepping on them, dropping hot wax on them.
Yeah.
Incinerating them with a magnifying glass.
So
it goes all the way back.
So volunteers and interns are bringing their own food in.
Uh-huh.
They're putting it in the kitchen.
Right.
And they have to share it with your family of cockroaches.
Right.
What can you do about that, seriously?
Well, just the other day.
This better end with, I called a professional exterminator. I called a professional exterminator.
No, I don't trust professional exterminators.
Really?
Really.
Really? What scares you? The word professional? What scares you
about
that phrase?
Yeah, it is the word professional.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to kill the cockroaches then?
A smart person who cares about dogs and cats and people and doesn't want to just throw poison all over the place where all sorts of other living things can pick up the poison.
A smart person that knows more than a professional exterminator.
Absolutely.
Does this smart person have a name? I'm just so curious.
Well, I took the first pass, and then Alan and Ami took the second pass.
Yeah, how's that working?
Good.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a sign of a cockroach in a couple of days now.
Okay. Okay, should I? What do you think,
Stashu?
Yeah,
it's a done
what?
Deal.
Polka.
Polka.
Polka. What does that mean? That means that's a that's a thumbs up?
Yeah.
That's how you say, that's how you show approval? You say the word polka?
That's all I'm thinking.
Oh, listen. Sweetest sound I ever heard. So wait, so in conclusion.
Yeah.
$25 to cover everybody, every shift, travel expenses or toward gas. Thank you.
No.
On behalf of the staff, thank you.
That's a no.
I'm saying thank you.
That was
too late. I said thank you. I stuck the thank you in.
That was a poop emoji.
Okay. Okay. We're getting a fast food meal covered if you're here for 5 hours or more. Absolute minimum.
Nope. Seven hours per taco.
You're going to work on the headphones.
Yes.
Interns are going to refile the records.
I am going to work on the headphones.
Interns are refiling the records after the shift.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Volunteers are going to refile the records.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Interns are going to do it.
No.
Okay. Volunteers will do it.
DJs are going to do it.
DJs will do it themselves?
Yeah, they're going to refile their own records.
Okay. We accept your terms.
Okay.
Folding like a cheap tent. Okay, no more. We don't have to. No more of that quarterly royalty.
Yeah, we're at. Oh no, we have to keep doing the quarterly.
No, we are not. What if we don't? What will happen? What are the consequences? What are the consequences?
You'll lose your show.
You'll lose your show. No dogs allowed in the studio. We're putting the dogs down.
You come in.
Too late. We went upstairs. We put them down.
Kidnap all the dogs and put them all down. Andy, we're out of time.
Thank the Lord. Aww. Hey, thank you, Stasio.
You need to play your regular callers, man.
Hey, great.
Yeah, Stasio, I understand that you want to plug your show. You have a show on the schedule here.
On Fridays.
Fridays? What time?
6 p.m.
And what kind of music do you play?
Polka.
No, seriously. What kind of music do you play at 6 o'clock?
Actually, this week it's going to be a little different.
Oh, really? You got a surprise up your sleeve?
Yeah.
Is it Poco?
You're going to have to listen, Andy.
Well, I'll have my assistant listen.
I'm sorry, I got to mic you down.
Okay.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU. Mount Hope. And thank you, Jeremiah. And it's time for Do Our DIY with People Like Us.
Now we have to refile our record.
not just friends, 'cause I miss you, baby. And I've got those feelings again. Easy, ready, willing, over time. Where does it stop? Where do you dare me to draw the line? You got my body, now you want my soul. Don't even think about it, say no, go. I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you.
Talk too fast and walk too slow, chasing time from hour to hour. I pour the drinks and crush the flowers. What have I done to deserve this? What have I, what have I done to deserve this? What have I, what have I done to deserve this? This. Nowhere to go, nothing to do with my time. I get lonely. What have I? What have I? Straddle the line, discord and rhyme. I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Mouth is alive, juice is like wine, and I'm hungry like the wolf.
I'm out of time. I'm out of time. Go! Oh.
Yeah. Come on, yeah. Come on, yeah. Come on.
Life is
a myth store.
E.
Everyone
must
stand alone. I hear
you
call
my
name, and
it feels
like.
feeling deep inside. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've got a feeling I can't hide. Oh no. Oh no. The train is it? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And if you leave me, I won't be late again. Got a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody had a hard year. Everybody got the feet up.
Yeah.
Everybody let the hair down. Everybody put the socks up. Oh yeah.
Knocked it up trying to get loud.
Yeah.
Not bad though.
Definitely time to watch the Get Back 17-hour documentary on the Beatles again. I've got a feeling, and how amazing is the Beatles? This is Do or DIY with People Like Us, and I'm Vicky, and this is WFMU. Back again on my weekly show for the summer season, and we started the set off with Carl Stone with Han Yan, and going to be playing a bit of Carl Stone this week. Got to see him play live a number of times last week at Cafe Otto. He had a residency there and it was really, really brilliant. Like, his music, it's like he smashes it on the floor and puts it back together again. Really beautiful music. And that segued into DJ Food, officially covering the with Giant from Matt Johnson's 20-year-old album Soul Mining, which was a great influence and great company as a teenager. And then a quadruple bill. Is that one more than triple? Quadruple bill? From Shaha Varshal, my favourite mashup artist, with I've Been Thinking About the Beats, Whispers and London Beat, Hall & Oates, Grandmaster Flash, and then Hall & Oates versus Pet Shop Boys and Duran Duran, Freddie versus Human League, and it's called Out of the Lonely Wharf. And then Owner of the Burning Heartbeat, Pet Shop Boys, Yes, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Survivor, and Hall & Oates. And then Girls Just Want Physical Prisoner, Miley Cyrus, Dua Lipa, Olivia Newton-John, and Cyndi Lauper. And then a continuation from last week with the Smiths theme, Smiths versus Aha with Take on This Charming Man from DJ Giac. And then we went into some classic best bootlegs in the world ever from Go Home Productions and Ray of Gob. Then Skibbly Bop with Music is the Power of Love, Madonna versus Huey Lewis in the News. And I don't know why Huey Lewis in the News is always very funny, but it is, which made me play something I've not played in about 20 years, Maladroit with Pangalactic Goonery from back then, Noise Glitch Cut-Ups from Australia, and then one for Dictionary Oki from back in that period, early 2000s, Phil Glanville with Madonna Like a Prayer. And then DJY alias JY, Check This Out Productions with Ski 2 and Clyde, Serge Gainsbourg and Skilo. I nearly made it to a Jane Birkin tribute, but never quite got there. But I've played her when she was alive as well. Went into DOM with Bonnie and Clyde, Be Good to Me, Gainsbourg and Bardo, and Beats International. And then, yes, I've Got a Feeling from the Beatles, talking over Percy Faith, Summer Place 76, theme from Summer Place. And, yeah, like I said, got to spend some time with Carl Stone last week. Had a great time at Café Otto, wonderful venue. And here from Ghoul Tones is Vatanim.
Like, oh, you think you're the best one when we could kiss and shit.
love.
We never close, I'm open day and night. I know my way around, I walk towards the light. I'm open round the clock, I don't get lost at night.
You never used to be afraid of days like these, but now you're overwhelmed by your anxiety. Find my way, I know my left from right, because we never close, I'm open day and night.
Der Vater war allein zu Hause. what's it like? I'm up around the clock. I don't get lost at night.
And that was a mix I made last year. It was my lockdown music, Find My Way by Paul McCartney, which he recorded on his own. That was my cat meowing in the background, who I've just let in, who's been scratching at the door for the whole time I've been trying to record mic break stuff. Find My Way by Paul McCartney. That was my lockdown music. And see, there's my cat again. Do you want to say hello to the listeners? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. And every time I played it, I thought of Downtown by Petula Clark, so that was a mix of that. Preceding that was some Downtown from Keeping on Top of the Top song from Ian Murray from the Artist Tell Us album. Before that, John Oswald's cut-up of various classical endings with WX09. Before that, Stockhausen and Waterman and Giving Up, with the what I always think of as cigar advert music. Before that, a triple bill of Carl Stone with Vatanim from Gallstones, Rikido from Wat Dong Moon Lek, and Samaya from Gallstones. And there's my cat again. Do you want to say hello to the audience? You want to go out? He wants to go out. You can only say yes. That's all he says is yes, don't you? And this is my cat eating his biscuits. And another thing that was my lockdown music, which was all in my mind about trying to get some stuff done and it not working out because it was lockdown. Sparks, How Do I Get to Carnegie Hall?
How do I get to Carnegie Hall? How do I get to Carnegie Hall? How do I get to Carnegie Hall? How do I get to Carnegie Hall?
Carnegie Hall was beckoning.
I was ready, I was ready.
Carnegie Hall was beckoning.
I practice.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
Honky-tonk radio girl, hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Slow or too fast, barracuda, barracuda, get your fish eye off of me.
there, folks, and welcome to the program. You are listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girls Show. My name is Becky, and I am here every Wednesday playing honky tonk, rockabilly, bluegrass, I don't know, things adjacent to all of these things. It's whatever I decide is honky tonk, really. And I have a box of records and some LPs, some of which I know but did not own until my mom brought them to me. Honky Tonk Radio Mom went and found these, and some of them I knew and didn't own yet. Some of them I don't know, so it's going to be a little bit of winging it because I haven't had the chance to check out every track. So we'll see how that goes. It'll be great, I think. They look really good. For right now, though, we're going to hear a song that I know and love, and I hope you do, too. Here's Jack Guthrie. You're listening to WFMU.
Many months has come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. Well, I feel like in those hills I still belong. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Now way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Here today, many miles I am away from a place I rode my pony through the draw. Why, the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Oh, way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born.